USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they used to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
California officials filed a lawsuit against Walmart Monday, alleging the retail giant illegally dumped hazardous waste in state landfills. The suit alleges Walmart unlawfully disposed of roughly 160,000 pounds a year of pesticides, batteries, and various other toxic corrosive wastes. Walmart said it will fight the lawsuit, which they call unjustified. This is USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Since President Biden started his open border policy, millions have infiltrated the sovereignty of the United States. In fact, a man on a terrorist watch list was arrested this week at the border trying to sneak in. The Lone Star State has had enough and began protecting itself.
Texans are proud of their state's government for building a border wall, even if it does come at a cost to the state's taxpayers. State Representative Brian Harrison, a former chief of staff at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services during the Trump administration, said on Newsmax.
So I do think my friends, neighbors, colleagues, my constituents are proud to see their government standing up and doing something that is unprecedented. We have now a state stepping up, reallocating resources to secure the sovereignty and the integrity of the border of the United States. It's something that we need to do, and it's unfortunate we're here, but I'm very proud to be part of a state that's stepping up, fighting back against the federal government's inaction on the border.
The lawmaker added that the border is the main issue in Texas among voters. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut spoke at an award ceremony on December 11th, hosted by a Communist Party affiliate whose leaders use the event to recruit potential members to the organization. Blumenthal, one of the wealthiest members of the Senate, gave out certificates of special recognition from the Senate to three winners of the Amistad Awards, given annually by the Connecticut People's World Committee, an affiliate of the Communist Party USA. Senior editor Chris Bedford from the Federalist Publication on Fox News.
I mean, this is a party sponsored by the Connecticut People's World Party. It's pretty obvious to anyone who's got an ounce of sense, especially someone who's been around as long as a senator has, that this is a communist event. And if, as you point out, there's any doubt remaining, then maybe when they called it communist in the introduction speech, that would have tipped him off. But this is a classic game that people play in Washington, D.C., where they hold hands with communists, whether it's here in Connecticut or whether it's in China, where they've got investments, where they're making money, where they've got all these different things, whether it's Silicon Valley or Washington, D.C., they work with the communists abroad. And they always say, oh, well, we didn't know about this, we didn't know about that. But the truth is out there. We've got, because of this 100-year anniversary, 100 years of the most brutal crimes against humanity by the communists, 100 years of oppression, 100 years of mass murder, 100 years of censorship. These are their friends. This is where they're making money. And when he wants to talk about, I'm a fan of capitalism in America, well, his actions speak a lot louder than words, and we can see this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.